ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. The death toll from Friday night's 6.8 magnitude earthquake in Morocco keeps going up. Officials now say more than 2,000 people were killed and a similar number injured, half of them critically. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge reports from Marrakesh.
It happened in Morocco's Atlas Mountains, the quake's epicenter about 45 miles south of Marrakesh, and it could be felt more than 200 miles away in Casablanca. Many buildings in the area near the epicenter were severely damaged or destroyed, not designed to withstand earthquakes.
President Biden is on his way to Vietnam to meet with leaders there after wrapping up his time at the G20 summit in India Saturday. Meanwhile, it was a game of political football and actual football Saturday in Iowa, where GOP candidates vying for the Republican nomination converged on a college football game. Among them, frontrunner Donald Trump, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, and entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy. This is ABC News. Britain's Prince Harry is in Dusseldorf, Germany for this year's Invictus Games. It is the sixth year for the event, which recognizes wounded vets and service members worldwide.
In Germany, the Invictus Games kicking off. Some 500 athletes from 21 countries are there, including 2 dozen former and current Ukrainian service members. The team received a rowdy welcome at the opening ceremony in Dusseldorf. Prince Harry recognized Ukrainian paramedic Yulia Pyaska, who was not at last year's Invictus Games because she had been taken prisoner by Russian forces in Mariupol.
I think I can speak for everyone when I say that you embody the true spirit of Ukraine and of Invictus.
Prince Harry founded the competition for wounded service members and veterans to compete and to be recognized. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Hurricane Lee is still churning out over the Atlantic. It's a Category 3 storm expected to bring dangerous rip currents to the East Coast this week. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Max Inc. Radio with Dave Adler. What's your ingredient or what do you do? What's your pre-show prep?
A little bit of Jimmy.
Oh, there you go.
And a little bit of K, Special K.
K's own song.
Makes me feel like $1 million.
I'm just always happy to be here. I'm happy to be anywhere, as Keith Richards has said so often. It's a miracle.
Saturday nights at 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin, broadcasting around the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is Max Inc. Radio, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. It is time for Live in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find more at movetomadison.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Jimmy, Madison is the Midwest Hotel California. Students move out here to attend the UW and often find they can't check out anytime they like.
Oh, no.
The love for original music in Madison is like an elixir. It's hard to quit. It happened to native Chicagoan Luke McGovern, who came to Madison 9 years ago to attend the University of Wisconsin, and he's still here.
Yay! Good thing.
Album on the way, Luke McGovern is here to tell us about his journey, perform live, and play a few songs from the new record. Luke, welcome to the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks so much for having me, guys. It's awesome to be here.
Well, I'm glad Madison owns you now.
Yeah, you can't escape.
I like it.
How does it feel to be owned by Madison?
Pretty good.
It's
weird. I mean, even if you're from Madison, right? And you leave?
Yes.
You come back.
Well, everyone says they're going to leave.
Nobody leaves forever.
No one knows how, though.
It's true. Yeah. Luke, before we get to your whole journey around Madison and leaving Chicago in the rearview mirror, I have to say, let's get a little bit of your backstory for people that don't know a lot about you. When did you start playing music? Tell us about your musical upbringing.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. So I would say I'm mostly self-taught, but that's kind of unfair. I did take guitar lessons for a couple of years when I was real little. I was like 9 or so. And like, I don't want to discredit Anthony, the guy who gave me the lessons, but you know, I think later on, towards the end of high school, I got interested in music again. Growing up, listened mostly to what my parents listened to. Dad's car was, it was Elvis Costello's first album. It was Bob Marley, and it was, what was the other big one? The Talking Heads album, the live album. And then mom's car was, it was Van Morrison, it was Neil Young, and it was Enya. So kind of a fun little mix there.
Wow, no kidding.
Yeah, so it was a lot of that growing up. And yeah, I really have always been interested in playing music, but I was not a super confident kid growing up, so it wasn't until I really got here and I was in college that I really started taking it seriously, started writing songs. After I graduated, I started playing open mics. Then I said, you know what? People seem to like it, what I'm doing. So I recorded some stuff in my house, in my mostly in my roommate's bedroom when he wasn't home. And yeah, happy to be here today.
That is so great.
If the roommate was home, was there still practice or was that like a no-no?
House rules? He was a lot better of a roommate than I was. I'm more of a no-noise guy than someone else, so yeah, which is unfair. Yeah.
Oh, that's really funny.
Sorry, Rocker, go ahead.
Talk about your journey and what made you decide on the University of Wisconsin for a school, and then, you know, what kept you here after you graduated?
Yeah, well, first I do want to say I do love Madison, but I mean, you can't escape, but I wouldn't want to anyway, so no. I was really interested growing up in architecture, and that was originally what I was going to study. However, my dad was a construction worker. He got laid off during the housing crisis, and
yeah.
I don't know, that kind of scared me away from that. And so then I went to a school without an architecture program, but I really liked Madison when I came here and visited, and it just felt right. University of Illinois, I wanted to go to a big state school, and U of I is very flat, kind of a boring place here. We've got lakes, we've got the terrace. It was just, how could I say no?
How was the party atmosphere for you here at UW?
Oh no!
Oh, it was good. I've slowed down a bit.
You can remember?
No, but I assume it was good. Yeah.
Okay, let's get into some music. I cannot wait. I'm so excited about this. This is Luke McGovern. He is in The Devil's Lair tonight, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Okay, this first song tonight is off of your new album. It's called Yellow Jacket Rebirth. Tell us about this song before we take a listen to it.
Yeah, definitely. So I wanted to share this one partially because I really am proud of the production I did. I did it all in my bedroom at home. And I wanted to write a song about kind of like the joys in the smaller moments, so to speak. So it's a song about a dead bug and about a rain jacket. And I just think we needed that.
A dead bug and a rain jacket. That's listen to it right now. Yeah. It's Luke McGovern live in The Devil's Lair.
Now, this is off the album, right,
this
Jimmy?
Is off
we're
going
to listen to a song from the album. Then we're going to have him play live in a few minutes.
Yep. Yes.
Just so we get that through.
This is Yellow Jacket Radish on Max Inc. Radio. Rebirth. Yellow Jacket Rebirth.
I like the radish.
Dusting off the windowsill. Find a little yellow jacket. Hollow and unmoving still. Better see love. Unit. My friend is the blue sky bled out? Some like holy water.
Covering on Max Inc. on Civic Media, Yellow Jacket Rebirth. Mm-hmm. Yellow Jacket Rebirth, a song about dead bugs in a raincoat.
I told you he had interesting stories behind every single song.
It just for some reason, it just puts a smile in my face. I like it.
Oh, good. Happy Saturday night to you.
Happy Saturday indeed, yes.
Oh, I really thought it was Friday. That's embarrassing. Does that mean tomorrow's Sunday?
No matter what day Sunday it is, fun. It doesn't matter. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call or text Luke right now on the Civic Media app.
Luke, you are pursuing music as a career, but your day job is clerking at the Madison Public Library. What is your favorite book? Do you get late fees waived? And do you have to shush people?
So, I would like to start with a public service announcement. Madison Public Library is now fine free. So, as long as you don't lose or damage a book or any other item, you will not have to pay a fine.
They did that during COVID, didn't they?
They sure did. And they decided it works so good, we're going to stick with it. I think we realized the revenues that we were getting from it were not really substantial at all. And it was kind of putting it was keeping some people from checking items out, so it's kind of made
it
a more equitable place.
Wow.
We took a book out. We went to Greece in June.
Oh, wow.
I think we still have the book.
Well, just, you
I better go find
throw
that
in the book drop and we'll be all good.
Thank you, dear. Okay,
so,
I like it.
My favorite book, that's tough because I'm not a good favorites person. I'm a huge fan of the novelist Haruki Murakami. And The Wind-Up Bird Chronicles is probably my favorite book by him. I'm going to plug my new album's titled Bestiary, and there's a book called Bestiary that I really love by an author, Kaiming Chang. You should check that out. Huh. And yeah, I think that everyone should go to the library more. I'm sorry, I'm like stumbling because from the window of the studio, you can see Madison Public Library,
which
it's where I work and I can see it. So it's kind of weird. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Did he answer all your questions, Robert?
No. Do you have to shush people?
Oh, that's
so
good.
Are you one of those libraries?
As a clerk, I'm not in charge of it, but every once in a while when I need a pick me up, yeah.
There's got to be strength in like saying to people, shh, a little bit.
One other thing I was just kind of wondering about is, I mean, you know, so many people don't necessarily always go to the library, and there's got to be like a lot of resources and a lot of things you can do there. But like maybe where it comes from the perspective of a musician, like what's there, like large size scanners or like what things are maybe there that people don't know about that is like, you know, you could use this as a resource.
Yeah, that's actually a great question because I literally scanned a concert poster the other day. Off the clock while I was on break. Don't worry. Your city employees are working when they're on the clock. But
yes.
During a break, I did scan and upload one of my concert posters for an upcoming concert. So that is hugely helpful.
Do they have e-bikes you can actually...
That's a great question, too. We sure...
I know.
No, yeah. So, you know the B-cycle kind of situation. They have at least... two B-cycle passes at every branch. Some have more, and it's a little frustrating because there's not always a B-cycle station right next to the library. It's like you wish there was. Mm-hmm. But at that one, right where you folks aren't, but where I am, there are four, and they do get checked out pretty frequently, but you should always ask if you're in there.
That is so cool.
So from a musician's perspective, like you could rent out one of those bikes and drive it to the radio studio and do an interview.
I sure could, though I have my own, and that's what I did today.
He comes in with his guitar on his back, and he's like, doo-doo-doo, yep, I just biked here. That is so cool.
Well, we're downtown now, so that just is perfect,
it
right
really
on State
is.
Street.
Yeah.
Why drive down here?
Tell us about the songwriting, because that's one thing, like I was really digging into your Instagram and trying to figure out where your inspiration comes from. So books, coffee, bugs, obviously.
Sure. I think that really I try to, you know, find inspiration in everything because, you know, it's all, everything's connected. I would say music wise, I'm hugely inspired by some of the classic singer-songwriters. Townes Van Zandt's my favorite singer-songwriter. I love Lucinda Williams, Bob Dylan, John Prine. Newer bands, I'm really into the band Big Thief, if you're all familiar, and their lead singer, Adrian Linker. Yeah, and this new album, it's actually, it's called Bestiary. It's kind of, the idea was to use an animal as a starting off point for the songs. It's a really loose concept, though. A couple of them aren't really beast-related, so to speak, but I'll make it work. If you ask me about it. And part of that was inspired by just, I've been reading a lot of short stories recently because my attention span has seemed to really just disappear. And I don't know, I was kind of interested in the way that like a collection of short stories can go in so many different directions, but then still be kind of tied together in the end just by being in a book. And so that was kind of the idea for this album.
That's awesome.
Well, let's get to some live music with Great. Luke McGovern in The Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The first song you are to play live tonight, it's called With Wings. Where is this song flying to?
Yeah, so this is actually a song about songwriting. And I, for this, yeah, the beast in this song is songs itself. I would say, like, you'll kind of hear it in the lyrics, but this idea of feeling really down and then just creating something to kind of get yourself out of a funk and to kind of create meaning, find meaning, so to speak.
It's Luke McGovern live in The Devil's Lair, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Give him a call and ask him a question right after his song here.
He's taking a drink of water.
Sip, sip, sip. Glug, glug, glug. Stuck in the weeds, stuck in the weeds, I'm not growing. Thistle and bramble crowd my head, I'm not knowing. An angel came to me, pulled a crude songbird from my throat. He lifted it skyward, thanked me for letting it out. Give this thing wings. Single drop.
I could just spit one from any old mountaintop. Give this thing wings. And give this thing wings. And give this thing wings. Wings.
Yeah.
Nice. Luke McGovern live in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Once again, give us a call, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY.
Well, I know what alt country is. Americana, of course, everybody knows that as well. But what is freak folk?
Great, yeah. So,
is that you?
I don't really... I mean, I obviously am using genres if we've talked about them already, but I do think genre is a frustrating thing, you know, because it kind of boxes things away. But freak folk, in my understanding of it, it's a term that came around in the 90s, was kind of used to describe some of the, early on, some of the like kind of folky singer-songwriters from the 70s who went under-discovered and kind of self-recorded. So two of the big like early artists would be... Vashti Bunyan, she's an English songwriter, and Michael Hurley, who's a pretty prolific guy. He's still making music. He's like 80 years old. He's awesome. If you haven't listened to him, you definitely should. And then, it's kind of like, you know, singer-songwriter, folk music, more acoustic, but with some kind of strange psychedelic influences. It's like psychedelic folk, but kind of a specific time period. Artists like Devendra Banhart, trying to think of who else is kind of big. Oh, there's this guy, Exuma, from the 70s, who's really cool. He's like a Caribbean artist that you guys should definitely check out if you haven't heard of. There's a song called Exuma the Obeah Man. It's amazing.
Amazing.
This is so good, you guys. We're getting music ideas, book ideas.
Yeah.
You just bring a lot to this, so thank you.
No doubt. I'm a library, but and then...
a walking, biking library.
Yeah.
A walking, biking library.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah, and then this guy, Bill Callahan, who was in a band called Smog in the 90s. He had an album a few years ago now. I believe it was called Shepherd in a Wolfskin Vest, but it might be something similar to that. That's not that, and I'm becoming my dad. I'm just getting close with names now, but it really inspired this album a lot.
Awesome.
Did the parents did you guys read a lot in at home as a kid?
Yeah, my mom read to me a lot growing up. She read the Harry Potter books to me until a certain point when I started reading them to myself. And yeah, I definitely stopped reading around high school, and it was like I was always a slow reader actually growing up. And you know, in high school, it kind of became the norm not to read the book, maybe even a little cool. So I was like, okay, I'm a slow reader, and this is now to my benefit. Let's do it. And then I shouldn't be admitting this. One of my degrees at UW it's a Spanish degree, and it's like the literature track.
Ooh.
But I didn't read a full book in Spanish my entire time at UW. So then afterwards, I was like, that's embarrassing. So I started, you know, doing that as well. And now I read all the time.
Nice.
Awesome.
Now, we know you love reading and songwriting, but something that's true and dear to my heart is gardening.
Me too.
Oh, of course.
Yes.
How's so the tomatoes good. And peppers this year?
Yeah. So peppers, great. Tomatoes, okay. Yep. I had 23 pepper plants this year.
23?
I'm a huge pepper fan. I'm actually not a big tomato guy, which I know is like crazy and everyone doesn't believe me. But yeah, the peppers were great. I got a bunch of bell peppers, lots of jalapenos, some little or sweet peppers. And then I got these, they're called Aji Rico peppers. Uh-oh. It's like a newer
kind of hot
blend.
Hybrid.
It's like a hybrid, and it's It's hot, but it's also sweet, and they're probably the best. I should have brought some. I'm sorry, guys. Oh. Yeah, but how are your tomatoes and peppers?
Tomato, same. Okay on the tomatoes. We're doing good, though. But our peppers, we have, 4 or 6 bell peppers, and we have a couple of jalapenos.
Yeah.
And, Mrs. K just made some pickled jalapenos, jardinera, or can them.
Yeah. Yum. Oh, I love jardinera. Yeah, I made some kind of similar. I did carrots, jalapenos, and onion. I kind of went more like a Mexican spice thing. And
I tried carrots 1 year. They came out as little nibs.
That's how ours ended up.
But you got to thin them out. You know, you got to thin them out. And I didn't do that.
Yep. But hot little nibs. Mm-hmm.
Little nibs.
Let's get back to live music with Luke McGovern in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Shining Eyes. Is this about some kind of demon with laser bolt eyes?
Sure. No. this one's actually kind of the opposite of that. This one, the beast or the creature, is actually, it's just, I was inspired kind of by Little Green by Joni Mitchell and a couple of other songs like that. Songs written to a child that you haven't actually had yet. I don't know if I'll have a kid or not, but it was kind of, I think there's something really magical about kids. They have this kind of, I'm trying to find a word.
Innocence?
For
it. Yeah.
But I would say wisdom too. I would say they haven't unlearned things a lot of the ways. And if you can see things through a kid's eyes, sometimes they really kind of cut to the truth. And I think that's really valuable. And there's something kind of magic in that. So this is a song to my not real daughter.
Not real daughter. Luke McGovern live in the Devil's Lair.
Your shining eyes are two suns high in midwinter. Their headlights on a night drive in the rain. I'd be a fool if I chose not to walk beside you, for you show me things that I could never name. When she talks to the earth, I know it answers. She greets each day as though the sky's newborn. She swings through the forest like a dancer. She dances like the forest in a storm. Your shining eyes are two suns high in midwinter. Their headlights on a night drive in the rain. I'd be a fool if I chose not to walk beside you, for you show me things that I could never name. Well, she binds me to the earth with roots that run deep. She lifts me to the sky on golden wings. Her smile tells me of memories that I will keep. And she's keeping me in love with everything. Your shining eyes are two suns high in midwinter. Their headlights on a night drive in the rain. I'd be a fool if I chose not to walk beside you, for you show me things that I could never name. Your shining eyes are just 2 reasons that I love you. Shining eyes are just 2 reasons that I sing. I'd be a fool if I chose not to walk beside you. For you're keeping me in love with everything.
Love.
Nice. I love that.
Aww.
All right. Can you imagine just for a second here? 20 years, 25 years, tomorrow you have a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And she grows up to be about 18, 19 years old, and she hears that song.
And she hates it.
And she hates it.
I cry, yeah. Yeah, we'll find
How
out.
How was it going there,
No,
man?
I know. Oh, but that's where my brain went.
He'll be singing it at her wedding.
Well, that'd be nice, yeah.
Yeah.
But where will she be listening to it?
On Max Inc. Radio.
That's right. The MaxIncRadio.com, where you can find the podcast. Hopefully, it'll still be around in 18 years.
Rocker and I will be in our 90s.
Oh, ouch.
Not quite there.
80s.
In your little rocking
chair. You guys look great.
Thank you. We're going to pay some bills here. We'll come back. We'll have some more fun in the live in the Devil's Lair with Luke McGovern. And we want you two to join us too. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Call or text in the Civic Media app.
Shop local. Eat local. Listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group. And move to Madison.com.
Let's meet at the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, handcrafted in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Enjoy lunch or dinner on the patio with live music and good times. The Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, 132 Market Street, and online at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Jimmy K here for the Spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at the Spaceship.tv today. The Spaceship. TV.
There's nothing else like it. The Willie Street Fair, September 16th and 17th on the Near East Side of Madison. 5 live music stages, chat, dozens of food, and hundreds of arts and crafts vendors. Yup, family activities, and the one-of-a-kind iconic Willie Street Fair Parade at 11 a.m. on Sunday. Oh, yeah. And sound off at the Civic Media Truth Booth, too. It all benefits the Wilmar Neighborhood Center and Commonwealth Development. The Willie Street Fair, September 16th and 17th, celebrating 46 years of fun on Madison's Near East Side.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Here until midnight tonight. Coming up at 10, we got Max Inc. Heavy.
Oh, yeah.
We got a great interview with Abaddon's End and Sabotage, plus Essential Last Crack at 11 o'clock. Max Inc. Heavy. Tonight, 10 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Luke, your new album, Bestiary, it's releasing on September 22nd at Lake City Books in Madison. Tell us about Bestiary. Hodags and pelicans and other animals. Oh, my!
Hodags. Have you been to Rylander?
I sure have. That's kind of what I saw. I'd heard of Hodags a lot, but I saw the kind of statue when we were on our way up north to the UP, and I said, that deserves a song, and that's kind of, and I had brought a little, kind of like a little miniature guitar out for that weekend. It was like a kid's guitar that I found out sitting in the snow, and so I just kind of, we just kind of workshopped it around the fire, and then, that's really how it came to be. And then if you look at the album cover, which hopefully you all will all see, because you'll all be listening, I'm smashing that guitar on the cover.
Oh, I saw it. Nice. I saw this.
So did you go to Hodag Park when you're in up in Rylander?
I didn't, but maybe they'll have me for a show.
It's a beautiful...
There we go.
Well, it's a park. It's a city park, but there's a big Hodag. It's huge. It's like 20 feet tall.
What is a hodag?
Yeah, what is
it's
it?
It's one of those.
It's a mystical monster that lives in Rylander, Wisconsin.
Ah. A monster?
I don't know the story behind it.
Fang, fur, you know who horns. Does?
Allie Kay knows the story to it.
Oh. We're going to have to call her up and get the story.
Do you know about the hodag story?
Yeah, I am. Oh, good. Okay. The song I wrote was too long to share tonight, but... If you all, I'm not going to share it with you. I'm going to make you listen to my album to hear it.
Good. I like that. So now we'll get the story from your album.
That's a good tease.
Perfect. Yeah.
Now they're
well done.
Our listeners are salivating right now. They want more hodag.
Yeah, the label is so happy I did that. I don't have a label.
You're the label, right?
Yeah.
So I'm happy. The everything.
Now, happy to be here.
You recorded this? You produced it?
Yep. So I use a small interface. It's called Aspire Studio. I literally heard about it on a podcast one day, looked it up, and I thought it looked great. It records directly to my my iPhone. There's like a 8-track kind of app interface in there. It's got a few added effects. I did almost everything myself. I do have a few friends on the album. The Hodag song is actually produced by a guy named Drew Devente. He's in a band called Motel Breakfast and another project called The Garden Unit. Chris DiBernardo from the band Mickey Sunshine plays drums on one of my tracks.
Drummer of the year in the Mamas.
That's so true. Yeah, I got the drummer of the year. He was also on that Sam Lyons track earlier, I want to say.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Nice. And then Skylar Nahn of that band as well played on that. And then my buddy... Max Lesher of a band called The Porch Flowers plays keyboards on a song.
Jeez, Mickey, bringing them all together.
You said a couple bands. I'm gonna have to, when I go back and listen to the archives, I'm gonna look at these bands up. But Mickey Sunshine, I know them.
Yeah, they play here. Yeah,
yeah, they're fun. And then before we go any further, we got to give Lake City Books a shout out.
Oh, of course.
Our friend Molly works there, right?
Mm-hmm. She owns the place.
Oh yeah, that's right. She owns.
That's
the place.
That's why she's having music because right. She loves it. Yeah, right. Owned by she sings with the Civil Engineers, Molly Fish. She's hosting this for you, with you, the whole deal. I just love that she's having music at the bookstore. That's coming up September 22nd. So, what can you tell us about this release party and why you decided to say yes, Molly? I want to have this at Lake City Books.
Yeah, so it's going to be three other acts besides myself.
Oh, wow.
my friend Ryan, who always changes his band name, so we're just going to call him Ryan Liams for this show.
Oh my gosh.
He does it like every show, and so I'm calling him Ryan Liams. He's incredible. And we need to get them to play more.
Get them to come here.
The Spine Stealers, I don't know if you're familiar with them. They're a duo from town as well, and they're incredible. And then I'm just going to call everyone incredible. And then my friend Sigra actually is also releasing an EP the same day. So it's a dual release party. Hmm. That's really exciting. And then as for Lake City, I had played a Make Music Madison show there, and it went really well. And so, yeah, I saw Molly was doing the...
So Far show,
and I was like, oh, you should do way more shows. Mm. And I love books. As you can tell, books really inspired the album, so it felt like a kind of perfect match.
Oh, that's so good.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it really is.
Luke, you are from Chicago, and you live in Madison, but you once went undercover as a Milwaukee artist. tell us of your clandestine pursuits.
Well, there's a
story. That's true. I was having a little trouble getting my music on the radio at first when I first started, but look at me now.
So
I reached out to a few Madison places and didn't really hear back much. So I reached out to Radio Milwaukee and I said, hey, I'm a local artist. Well, I actually said I split time between Milwaukee and Madison, and I've been to Milwaukee plenty of times. So, you know, I did split my time, and they put me on the local Radio Milwaukee show for like over a year, and it was the song Slow Down Anne Marie, and they, I'd have friends reach out to me and be like, hey, do you live in Milwaukee now?
Oh, no.
I was like, maybe I shouldn't bring this to the radio. Maybe the like radio police are going to come for me now.
I have a part-time couch in Milwaukee.
Exactly.
We have the radio police locked up in the office over there.
Yeah, because we don't like them.
Yeah. Oh, okay, good. Yeah,
we don't like radio
police. Rocker has to beat them up every week.
Oh, jeez, Jimmy. Let's get back to live music
yes,
with
please.
Luke McGovern and the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you are going to play for us, it's called Slow Down Anne Marie. And tell us about this song before you play.
So it is the first song that I got on the radio, and so I'm pretty excited to play it here live today. Kind of just a classic song about trying to not be so stressed and just take things as it comes, you know, because we can all be little stress balls, or at least I can. So, yeah.
So now this is the older song, right? This is not a new song.
Yeah, this came out during earlier COVID times. I don't know. I guess we're always going to be in them now, like 2020-ish.
Yeah. The before time and after time.
Yeah.
And you're playing it for us now live in the after
current time. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Slow down, Anne-Marie. All time you don't have to kill. Sure, you have lots of fancy conversations, but you miss the whispers from the hills. Why don't you give up on all of your cheap thrills? You don't have to pay those bills right away. Running through the city in your walking shoes, singing all your favorite talking blues. You never knew that there was so much to lose. Why don't you slow down, Anne-Marie? I hope that you recognize the colors of the earth. Paint a story before your eyes. And sometimes sitting down is the best way to exercise. Won't you listen to your sighs? Count the stars as the day dies, Anne-Marie. Hiking through the mountains, but you missed the views. Reading through the paper, but you missed the news. Can't always win, but there's still so much left to lose. Why don't you slow down, Anne-Marie? All time you don't have to kill. Lay down your sword and shield and give in to last will. Why don't you just call it a day and chill? Because sometimes you walk down a hill and you really gotta take a pill, because you're making things up as you go still, Anne-Marie.
I think I saved that.
That was great.
Yes.
That song was fun just because it's just chill.
Yeah.
Just chill out.
And
that's
so
the
many
message.
Great lines in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if some of those were made up as you were going along.
Oh, none. Definitely not. Towards the end, I really shored it up.
See, you couldn't. I would say he wouldn't even have to admit it. Because you still rhymed the heck out of it, and it was all good. Yeah.
I got a rhyme dictionary in here, that's for sure.
That's there good. Yeah, it's working for you, definitely.
Luke McGovern's live in the Devil's Lair. Mm-hmm. Give us a call, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Luke, you have a show coming up September 30th at Cargo Coffee. Is that right?
Yeah, that is correct. Yep.
And shout out to Dana Perry, by the way.
Yeah.
Dana's incredible. Cargo is one of those great places where, like, you know, there's not a lot of places in Madison for, I would say, quieter acts to play necessarily. And, you know, there's a handful, but, and it's certainly gotten smaller, I feel like, too. But Cargo's just been like, Oh, yeah. I'm trying to think of the word. Just like a
they're raising a flag.
Brick house. You know what I mean? Like it's there to stay. It's great. Every time I go, I have a great time. Her and German do great work with sound. Like I feel like I never sound better than when I'm at Cargo.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. Again, we should mention Cargo Coffee. That's on East Wash in Madison for the listeners who are not in Madison, but maybe writing it down and saying, I want to go and see this guy and hear his music.
Yes, please do.
Yeah. How do we keep up with you best?
So I would follow me on Instagram. Mm-hmm.
Your Instagram is fun.
Yeah. It's my name's Luke McGovern Music on there. Mm-hmm. There was a guy who doesn't do music who already had Luke McGovern. Luke McGovern, the library clerk, was taken too, I guess.
Oh, no. I'm just kidding.
We can send the people that's locked in the closet over here take care of that other Luke guy.
Oh, boy.
Just doesn't feel right.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah.
We'll forgive him.
We'll leave him there.
For existing.
What's your favorite? Obviously, we talked about Cargo, but what other venues like playing around here in Madison?
Yeah, so I've played a handful, I would say. I had a great time at the Rigby upper area, if you've ever been to the Rigby second floor. That was a great show I played there. Communication's really fun always, a smaller venue, but
nonprofit
always
nonprofit.
Yeah. Great time, and they really do great work there as well.
How about Milwaukee? What clubs are you playing out there?
I haven't played out in Milwaukee at all. Really, I've been only played in Madison so far. But, you know, as a local Milwaukee artist, I could certainly...
Yeah, you need some gigs out there.
Oh my gosh. Well, can we get back to the music?
Let's do it.
Is that okay? Oh, good. Okay, Luke McGovern in The Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Now, this next song you have for us is called I Wish That I Had Died Right in Your Arms. Now, love Cheery story number. Or a song about a guy who died in the wrong place? What?
Or for the future daughter.
It's the first. It's a song about, you know, tough breakup and not really wanting to move on even when you're quote unquote supposed to, but we're all doing our best out here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's Luke McGovern live in The Devil's Lair.
I wish that I had died right in your arms, pawing your warm honey from my chin, while you flashed that genius grin and turned towards the twilight sky. You saw your future so clear. I wish that I gave the vultures a feast, 'cause we don't talk enough about how love is a two-headed beast. And when all hope is dead, love rears its ugly head. Jealousy don't do a thing. Who says that I have to move on just because you did, babe? I don't wanna get my groove on. I don't even wanna miss a beat. I wish that I had died right in your arms, tracing my finger across your back. I knew your every word, the whole story front and back. Still it ended.
Luke McGovern live in The Devil's Lair. I think that was probably one of my favorite songs so far.
Thanks.
I like that one. 844-967-2789. I want to remind everybody that Maxine Kevy is coming up at 10 o'clock tonight. Uh-huh. Abaddon's End and Sabotage joins me. It's going to be a good show. Tune in. Maxine Kevy at 10 o'clock, rocker.
Luke, what is in the future?
Ooh.
What's happening? Are you recording new albums?
I would like to get right back to recording. I'm going to, so I have a few shows. I'm working on getting some things scheduled in October. I do have, I'm playing a festival, kind of a, it's like a maker festival where there's music and like makers as well, vendors there. Called Instar. That's going to be, I believe, November 3rd, but it's so far, no, it's not. It's November 11th, and that's so far away. How am I supposed to remember that? And that's going to be at the Rigby. And then I do believe I'm playing a communication show November 3rd. And then, yeah, after that, I'd like to, you know, have the holidays, and then I'm going to hunker down and work on a kind of a longer album I would like. And, yeah, hopefully get that out to your folks in the next year.
That's great.
And all the music that you have is just you, is solo. Any plans for a band, like to work with other people?
If anyone wants to join, come on. And I have actually, I should plug this too. I kind of feel bad. I forgot. I just played my first show in a band. It's not my project, but it's called The Night Painters. I am currently just playing backup acoustic guitar and backup vocals. We played at Dark Star last night. It was our first show.
Oh,
and I did
nice.
Bike to that as well, and that was pretty funny. But so I should give them a shout out. Al Knox, he's a great songwriter as well. And yeah, I mean, I'm definitely hoping to collaborate more on future kind of recordings, and we'll see where it takes us.
How was what's the report on the Dark Star? How'd you like that place?
It was a really fun experience. It's a little past my bedtime. I usually I was there till 1:30, which is pretty late for me, but I had a great time. Good sound. The sound guy was really awesome, and yeah, good crowd too.
Jimmy Kay's just a little excited. He's going to be live there for us next weekend.
You're going to have a great time. Mm-hmm. And you're going to get a Sal's pie. So.
Yes, yeah.
But I didn't get one and I regret it.
Oh, time to have another show there then.
Yeah, and I mean, I could just go get one after this too.
Exactly.
I'm not going to, but I could.
I want to ask you because, you know, you've talked about being in music and then kind of getting away from it for a little bit and now doing it. Your stuff is still all original. How have you been able to do that instead of like covers would be easy, right? But you decided I'm writing all my own stuff.
Yeah, I think for me the most, it is like writing is kind of, it's more of a form of expression to me. Mm. I'm less interested really in the music aspect than I am in the writing aspect, which is funny. I really enjoy making songs, but for me it's kind of doing someone else's work doesn't really interest me because... Yeah. I don't know. It's not where I'm at. Maybe one day it'd be fun to do some sort of covers album, but that would be way down the road.
Well, I'm just so curious because you're newer, but yet these are amazing storytelling songs. So we're so glad you were able to be here with us tonight.
I'm so happy to have been here.
Mm. Once again, the next show coming up for you, I think I think it's the next one, September 22nd,
mm-hmm.
is at Lake City Books.
Madison.
Tell us about mm-hmm. Right on the Capitol Square, actually. Right by the
Children's Museum. You got
and
it.
And we are encouraging folks to buy their tickets in advance. It's on eventbrite.com. If you look up Luke McGovern or Lake City Books or you go on my Instagram, you'll find the info there as well. The tickets are $10. It's going to be really fun. It's going to doors at 6:30. The show starts at 7.
And I think I read you should bring your own pillows to sit on.
Oh, BYOP and BYOB.
I love this. What a great atmosphere.
Yeah, it's
going to
be really cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Very, very good.
Well, we have a few minutes left, and you have one more song for us tonight here in The Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Bestiary, it's your new album, and this song is called Hounds. And are we talking Hounds of Love or Hellhounds?
We're talking Hellhounds.
Oh, yeah, finally.
We're in The Devil's Lair after all. This song, it's just it's a real fun one, and this is going to be anyone's first time ever hearing it, so,
yeah. So this is, like, brand new.
We
brand
love
new,
that.
Hot off the presses.
Woo!
Let's check it out right now. It's Luke McGovern and Hounds on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The Hellhounds, barking up the chicken tree. There wasn't a bear around, still they wouldn't even look at me. I think it was a hickory.
aforementioned chicken tree. Haven't had a meltdown since my well-recorded one. Then I went back to my hometown and had to play the perfect son. I was bullied by no one. The sheriff unholstered his gun.
Bang.
By the goat man, waiting for the bramble brush. My feet made a branch snap. Still he wouldn't even look at us. His eyes were wide, his cheeks were flush. Didn't want a thing from us. Voices in my head wail. My mind's a haunted forest now. Lost the devil in the detail. Can't focus for a half an hour. What's the point of all this power? I just turned the cherry sour. Sent those crystals flying. Wish I could leave it behind.
I love the little sound interludes and the sound effects in that.
That one is my favorite now.
That was great. That was great. Hounds.
Now, that was actually a recorded song from your new album, correct?
Correct, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And nice. It was a kid's book he used for some of those sounds.
Yeah.
Now, who else was playing? Who else was playing on that?
That's just me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's more than one track, obviously, but yeah. No, I was doing it all at once. Yeah.
Luke, thank you so much for taking the time.
This was awesome. Thanks so much for having me, guys.
So much fun. Tell the people one more time how we can get a hold of you.
Find me on Instagram or on Bandcamp. I'm Luke McGovern, LukeMcGovern. Luke McGovern Music on Instagram. Look forward to meeting you.
The pleasure is all ours,
it
for sure.
Really
thanks
is.
Again. No, it's mine. Thank you, guys. This was awesome.
All right. Maxi Kevy's coming up after 10 o'clock tonight. Abaddon's End and Sabotage. Both really cool interviews. This is a really cool show. Hope you get a chance to that. Thanks to Brittany Merlot for the live broadcast tonight from Riff Rap Fest.
So good.
Appreciate that.
Pictures on Facebook already.
Yeah, they're rocking right now up in Wausau.
And I'll see you next week at the Dark Star Art Bar, 6
stinker.
To 9 o'clock.
Have fun.
I'm going to.
I know you will.
Smack Sync Radio and Civic Media. We are local music.
See you later.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations? Have you changed the station due to mean-spirited rhetoric? Wouldn't it be refreshing to listen and engage in civilized dialogue about politics and how issues affect our families differently? Welcome to the Rational Revolution. I'm Chris Elfheim.
And I'm Emily Sefos. Together, we'll look at today's issues through a politically purple lens. So join us on Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
Oh my gosh, it's more fun than a big block of Colby or cheddar. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
ABC News.